First off, who are you?
John.
John? Okay, this is John, and we're only going to identify him by first name because this could, what we're doing today could be illegal in the United States, but it's legal up in Canada. They've said that this is legal in Canada because we already pay for blank CDs. We pay a piracy tax, some people call it. But I'm Gordon Fesik. I'm willing to identify myself. I'm going to get into trouble for this. And what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about copy controls on audio compact discs. And I want to talk about this because I try to help my customers. I'm Gord Fesik from Pan Am Internet. I try to keep customers' computers running properly by keeping off bad stuff. Like, what's an example of bad stuff on a computer?
Viruses,
Trojan horse programs, that kind of bad stuff that keep your computer from running. And Windows XP, which we've got here on our Acer TravelMate computer, can keep these things off automatically, before the fact, regardless of what's on them. Now, this is a problem because a content-protected compact disc, for example, this one here from Sony, can install software that can hide files and hide programs on your computer. That's not a problem, but they install this thing on your computer without your knowledge. You put the CD in, and it will change your computer. And that's not good, because that's what bad programs like to do. Okay. And we've got several CDs here. I'm going to talk about each of these for a little bit. First off, we've got... The big news was that Sony was installing all this nasty software. And Sony released Canadian Idol High Notes. That cost, $18 to get that. And it's got copy controls on it. And we've also got... They're called Emotive. The album's called A Perfect Circle. And... This is from Virgin Records. We've also got... You listen to Ricky Martin?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. We got Ricky Martin Life, from Sony BMG. We've got Nickelback, All the Right Reasons by Roadrunner Records. Now, I picked up this copy of Nickelback from the States. This one does not have any copy controls, but the one you buy in Canada does. Go figure that. The Americans are so worried about protecting their CDs from being copied, they won't bother protecting it in the States, but they'll protect it up here in Canada. go figure that out. And we've got... Here, so we're not even going to touch that. That's not even copy control. We've got The Rolling Stones, A Bigger Bang from EMI Music, also Virgin Records. We've got an album called Lifehouse from lifehousemusic.com or from Universal Music. And finally, we've got Hilary Duff, Most Wanted by Hollywood Records. So we've got 7 CDs here, and only 5 of them have some kind of copy control on them, but the other 2 have some, well, they call it an enhanced CD. Let's take Hilary Duff, for example. Let's put it in there right now. You go ahead. And if you put an enhanced CD into a computer, you will get some kind of graphic or some fancy menu, or sometimes if it's Britney Spears, you get to watch a free video or something like that. I know I've got a niece who's got one of these. You probably know who I'm talking about. We're not going to talk about her, but she's got a Britney Spears CD, and she puts that in, and it plays a video for her. Pretty nice, eh? And this is Hilary Duff. We just stuck in the computer, and we've got a menu. And all we've got here is internet features. What does it say?
Hilary Duff Most Wanted. Internet features, help, and exit.
Not very enhanced, is it? Okay, but go ahead, hit the exit button. And you can play this. And you ever play a CD in a computer before?
No.
Okay, well, hit the start button.
Start?
Yeah. And go to All Programs, go to Windows Media Player, it's second from the bottom, that's it. And this is it playing yet? Let me just hit the play button. Okay, while this is playing, I want to talk a little bit more about why this is a problem. Sony has put out CDs that install a program on your computer that tries to hide other files on your computer. So if you go looking for the copy programs on the machine, you won't find them because Sony's trying to hide them. Now the problem is
Oh, stop that.
These other bad programs can also hide themselves. So you've installed Sony's program, it hides stuff. It can other people who write bad programs, who write viruses, who write spyware, who write Trojans and so forth, can take advantage of what Sony's put on there. So Sony's pretty much given your computer's control to other people. And that's not good, because that causes all kinds of problems. People wonder why I get paid so much money. Well, that's why. All right, now, this software supposedly stops you from copying CDs, but it is so easy to work around the copy controls that a child can do it. And how old are you, Johnny?
I'm 12.
So Johnny's 12 years old, and he's going to copy stuff from Canadian Idol High Notes, which is from Sony, and which has got this evil software on it that stops you from copying, and we're going to copy, just using what's built into the computer.
Uh-oh, it locked you out there.
See, Johnny's parents, when they set this computer up, they're really smart. When the screensaver comes on, it makes you type a password before getting back onto it, so if someone takes your computer, they can't get to your stuff. There we go. So what happened? We put that CD in, and... Yeah, let's push play. Let's see what we get. And this is from Canadian Idol. It's track number one. And it didn't even try to install anything. I put this CD in my own computer, and it told me, "You must install this MediaMax software before you can play our CD." And I'm thinking, no, I don't. Just have a listen. It's playing all by itself. Now, I'm going to go get a blank CD, and while I'm doing that, Johnny is going to copy from this CD. Go ahead. So you've never done this before, have you?
Nope.
Okay, so go to Media Player down there. And hit the stop button. Now, there's six tabs across the top of Windows Media Player. This is version 10. And the middle one is called RIP.
Yep.
That's the one you want. And we're going to rip some music from this from this CD. Go ahead, click on that. Okay, and we've got 1, 2, 3, how many? 10 tracks.
Yep.
And just to keep things fast, let's just do the first couple ones. So turn off all the other ones. And while he's doing that, I'm going to go get my blank audio CD. My blank audio CD. And we're going to copy from this content-protected disk. The funny thing is, in Canada, we pay an extra tax for buying blank CDs because of people who do what we're about to do. All right, let's just do the first couple. Take the others off, too. It can take a little while. So, yeah, 4, 5. Let's turn all those off except for the first 3. That's good. And now hit the button that says RIP Music. There we go. Yeah. Okay, RIP Options. Yeah, we can keep the current ones. That's fine.
Okay.
Tell it to keep the current settings. All right, and off it goes. Now, something else I want to mention is some of these CDs have a warning on them that says... Where is it? One of these has it. Something about car stereos not working with it. Alright. See reverse for details. Huh. One of these had it. Limited copies. Well, we'll see just how limited they are. On some equipment, for example, car CD players, playback problems may be encountered. And this is on a CD from Virgin Records. This is on the Perfect Circle CD. Alright, we're almost done our third track here. And this is from a copy-controlled CD. This is not supposed to let us do this, but it's letting us do it anyway. And I haven't touched the keyboard. Johnny's been doing all this. Okay, next step is you can eject that. Next is we'll put a... Oh, thanks for putting that back in there. Next is we'll put a blank. This says music CDR on here. We'll put that in there. Now, this Acer TravelMate has a CD burner built in, so we can do this straight from the factory. We didn't install anything extra. We're just using what's built into the system to do this. Yep. And now hit the little tab on the top that says Burn. Finding devices, please wait. To build a list of items to burn, select a playlist from the list above. Okay, we got to actually... Oh, blank CD. Oh, you can cancel this because we're already in here. So now we've got to actually create a playlist. So hit Edit Playlist.
Where?
Oh, right there. Just above where you were. There you go. Okay, and go to Unknown because that was the CD that we had. Can you double-click it? And you click on Unknown now? Again, yeah. Okay, there we go. There's our track 1, 2, and 3. So pick all of those. Okay, and the next one. And the next one. And we're done. Hit OK. We got track 3 in there twice, but that's okay. Yeah, you can turn off the second track 3 so we're not copying the same thing twice. And, whoops. Nope, just the boxes beside it.
Oh.
There you go. And now hit the button that says Start Burn. It's just above where you were.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Pretty easy, huh?
Yeah.
We've just committed a felony in the United States because we've just violated the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. See, this CD is supposed to have copy controls, and circumventing them or breaking them in some way is illegal in the United States. You can go to prison for doing what we just did.
Okay.
But up here...
I don't want to go to the United States.
But up... That's why we're not telling anyone your last name. This is important, Bill. We're not telling anyone his last name because if Department of Homeland Security ever says, oh, that's that Johnny. So let's see. How many hundreds of thousands of Johnnies are there who live in Canada are they going to go look for? Anyway. Oh, by the way, this Johnny is not from Winnipeg, so you're not looking here, okay? So memo to Department of Homeland Security. Okay? Right? So what we're doing here is illegal in the United States because we've just broken the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. But it's perfectly legal in Canada. Now, you cannot give this CD away to anybody. That's illegal. That's piracy, right? So this CD, this thing that we're burning right now, is if you give it to someone else to keep, that's illegal because that's piracy. That's making copies, and so they don't pay for it. But if you want to make a CD to listen to you in your car and you don't want to break your original or you don't want to scratch up your original, this is perfectly okay in Canada to do this, what we're doing. As long as we're not giving out copies to people or selling copies to people. They're more worried about selling than they are giving away. But still, giving away is bad too. But some of these CDs that say could not play in car stereos, for example... You do what we're doing here, you can make a CD that works in a car stereo just fine. Mm-hmm. Right? So, we just broken the law here, so we're going to have to watch out now. See, we're not giving away this CD to anyone, but... So, what we're doing is okay in Canada. In fact, I'm going to just trash the CD when we're done. But, in the United States, what we've just done is illegal. And that's absurd. That's that's silly. And... Just to finish up here, this is crazy because Sony wants us to install their software just so we can listen to their product, but their software lets other people go and break our computers. That's just not right. I don't care who you are. I mean, Microsoft can't get away with this, and they make the operating system. If they tried to get away with that, oh, everyone would be so uppity. Oh, listen to that Microsoft guys. They're trying to take over our computers and take over the world. I'd be more worried about Sony and Virgin Entertainment and EMI and Suncom and all these other guys. Because they're the ones that are going to break our computers. Oh, CD's all done. Let's just put this in my computer, see if it plays.
Da-da-da.
And we've just done this. There's that first track. That's, you know, credit where credit is due. It's After the Rain, sung by a gentleman named Rex. How do you pronounce that name?
I don't know.
Is that Goody? By Rex Goody? He sung this. And I don't even know what year this Canadian Idol is. I guess it was last season.
This
is this season?
This was last season.
Okay. And yeah. What did he get first place or what did he get?
No, I think he got like second or third.
Pretty good. Sounds great though. And it works just like a music player. I could take this to my car and I could play this. All right, that's enough of that. And we've just done this just with what's built into Johnny's Acer TravelMate 2500 with a built-in CD burner. No extra software, no extra playing around, no trying to get around the installation. It doesn't even try to install. It just stops. Because we're using what's built into Windows XP to keep the bad software off. And that's how you keep stuff off. And I figure, hey, if the music industry is going to force us to do this, well, I'm all for it. It'll save all kinds of people trouble because their computers will be nice and clean. What do you think, eh? Save you guys some money, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for now. I'm Gord Fesik from Pan Am Internet Services, and I run the Anti-Windows Catalog. Come to pan-am.ca. Look for the Anti-Windows Catalog.